Hey, this is Melissa Bartel, the Bachelor Mermaid. This is my entry for the Dog Days of Podcasting 2014, episode number 28.
Off my fingers tried to clutch your love. I'm sick of this soap in a bathtub, love. I need something to hold.
So over the last couple of years, I've noticed more and more frequently people commenting that their children are no longer being taught cursive writing in schools, or that people are remarking upon letters where they see people have used cursive writing and comment that they don't know how or never learned or don't understand why it's important to continue to do so. I can't speak to whether or not cursive is terribly important right in the digital age. I think it's important to be able to use a pen and paper. I think writing is more than just the act of putting ink on paper. It's hand-eye coordination, but it's also a direct conduit from your brain to reality in a way that sometimes a computer keyboard isn't quite. On the other hand, I use my computer for almost everything, but as I was telling Nutty earlier today, way earlier today, technically last night actually, I keep a magic notebook with me all the time. And she asked, why is it magic? And I said, because I said it is. But the real reason is that it collects all my ideas. It's sort of a scrapbook of, or hodgepodge of different fragments of phrases, lines that I think would be good to use, phrases that strike me at any given moment. If I overhear something in the street and I think I can use it, I'll write it down. If there's a link or something that I don't have a computer handy or my phone is running out of battery, I'll write it down. If there's a book title that I really want to get, it goes in my notebook, not in my phone, even though I have my iPhone with me all the time. People have done studies and shown that the more senses you use when you are encountering new information, the more likely you are to remember it. So for me, the act of writing isn't just the act of writing. It's also making something physical, making a concept physical so that I can remember it and retain it. But the other reason that I'm talking about this is because I am an absolute slut for stationery. I collect ink. I collect pens. I do not draw, and I don't have children who need to color, but I own the big box of Crayola crayons just to have it. Every once in a while, I open it up and smell it, and I love that combination of the construction paper wrapping and the wax of the crayons. I used to have a box of oil pastels, but I realized that they were disintegrating because I never used them. So a couple of years ago, when I moved offices in my house, I gave them away with a bunch of sketch paper I wasn't using because, again, I don't draw. I just have a fetish for art supplies. I also like pens. I like the way pens glide across the paper. I like paper with a high amount of cotton or linen so that it sort of scratches a little bit when the pen goes across it, almost like it's bleeding ink into real fiber. My favorite notebooks growing up were college ruled spiral notebooks with the green lines, not the blue ones, but the green ones. They had a different edge and a softer white, and I just found them really lovely, and I think I wrote better in terms, not better content, but the quality of my handwriting was better when I used them because they made me happy. Today, when I'm using paper, I don't typically use a spiral notebook, although I have many, many of them scattered around my house. We use them mostly for keeping score in phase 10 these days. But I use Moleskines. Now, I went to the Moleskine website, and there is apparently no official way to pronounce Moleskine. It can be Moleskine, it can be Moleskine, it can be Moleskine. It can be anything you want, as long as it uses the letters M-O-L-E-S-K-I-N-E. I thought that was interesting. They've also made it, even though the company is based in Italy, they're very conscious about not having a specific national identity. They want their product to be universal. If you don't know what a Moleskine is, it is a little paper notebook, usually with a black cover, although now they come in covers everywhere. It colors like crazy. I'm recording this at 1:25 in the morning, even though it's going to run tomorrow evening, because I don't like to be behind, and I'm almost caught up, and the project ends on Friday. But anyway, they come in colors like crazy and different styles. But the classic ones were a small black notebook, sometimes with lines, sometimes not. And they have a cardboard cover, and in the back there's an expandable pocket, like an accordion pocket. They smell like good paper and leather, even though they're not made of leather, but they have that sort of earthy, I'm going to go cover a foreign war correspondence, I'm writing with a stub of pencil and making history kind of smell. There's a romanticism to using them that I really appreciate. They are not cheap. A spiral notebook is a couple of dollars for the really, you know, 90-page ones or 70 pages. Moleskine starts at, I think, $5 or $10. It's ridiculous. But I love them anyway. Now, people always say, oh yeah, Hemingway used that, Picasso used that. It's not actually true. The truth is that Picasso and Hemingway used to buy leftover bits of paper from different printers that were bound for them in black cardboard, and so they probably inspired the idea of the Moleskine, but the company itself admits that Hemingway didn't really use them, but everyone likes to pretend that he did because it's fun. I collect pens as well, and specifically I collect fountain pens. I don't really write with fountain pens all that often. I like Onyx rollerball pens in microfine points. I like peacock blue ink and black ink, but I don't like conventional Bic blue. In fact, I don't write well with it. It doesn't make me happy. I try not to have cheap pens in my house ever. But my favorite two pens are one that I do write with, even though it's a little big for my hand, is my 10th Doctor Sonic Screwdriver pen. This one has a black ink cartridge and a green ink cartridge, and I got it for like $20 a few years ago, before they were really, really popular. It's made of brass. It's really heavy. I like it. It's actually really well balanced, and even though I have small hands, I can use it. It's just a little big. The barrel is a little bit too thick for my hand. The other favorite pen that I have that isn't an Onyx rollerball is a hot pink fountain pen that has silver and black Greek key symbols in a circle around the cap, the base of the cap. And it was made for me by someone I met. I don't remember where. I don't remember if it was Live Journal or through blogging or early days of Twitter. Because I used Twitter from like the first year it started. I don't use it well, but I've had my account for a really long time. But I met this guy who was at the time trying to break into designing and selling fountain pens, and he had told some at Maker Fair, and we started talking, and I said I really liked them, and so he gave me a really good deal on a pink one. It's made of resin, and one of the things that I thought was really innovative was that his are designed so that when you unscrew the cap from the pen, you can screw it back on to the end of the pen so that you don't lose it. It's attached to the pen. And it also helps the balance of the pen. So he sent me that, and he actually managed to find bubblegum pink ink to go with it. I don't use the pink ink very often, but again, I like that I have it. So even though I write almost everything on computer, and I compose in a keyboard, I still have to have pen and ink, and I still have to have art supplies that I never use to make art, and that's okay. Thank you. This episode of the Bathtub Mermaid show notes can be found at bathtubmermaid.com. You can also catch me on Twitter at Melisse, M-E-L-Y-S-S-E. You can also pronounce Melissa. I do both, but it's still M-E-L-Y-S-S-E. Dog Days and Podcasting can be found at dogdaysofpodcasting.com. Thank you for listening. Never let your bathwater get too cold.
Come on inside. Well, I know how it feels, babe, to feel unclean. Most everybody knows to feel that stain so deep inside. Still it shows, but you can use my bathtub. Understand, you can use my bathtub. Yes, you can.